This morning we are pleased to have in studio with us a special guest from the Star Valley Health Auxiliary, and they're going to talk to us about Bingo Night and the upcoming fundraiser. They have Mary Miller and Linda Linford. Ladies, thank you so much for being in here with me today. Let me make sure I got you on the mics there.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So tell me about this. Obviously, everybody's played bingo. I think everybody can probably cross that off their list, but tell us about what this is and how it impacts area healthcare.
We have a bingo night this coming Thursday at Thane Community Center, and we're playing 8 bingo games total, and 6 regular and 2 blackout, which is where you cover the whole card. And we have prizes as high as $200 for the grand prize for the blackouts. And these funds are used to help supply the hospital with needed equipment, and some of the things that we've used our funds for in the past is medication pumps for the infusion department for people who are going through cancer treatments, and the radiology department. We have pledged funds to help build a room for a sleep room for those who need to do 24-hour shifts. And physical therapy equipment, scholarships each year for seniors who are going to go into the medical field, and even some RV hookups for family members who are here on behalf of loved ones who are being treated at the hospital. So we use the funding for a lot of different projects to help in the community.
Wow, that really is a lot of things. I had no idea that the auxiliary did so many things like that. So this bingo dinner fundraiser, it's 2 nights, correct? There's one in Thane and one in Alpine, is that correct?
No, this one is just in Thane. Oh, okay. On the Thursday night. And there was some confusion. If you saw it in the newspaper last week, it advertised on Friday.
Oh, okay.
And it is on Thursday the 18th. It starts at 6, and dinner is served at 6, and bingo games will start at 6:30.
And let's recap that, just to make sure we got that correct. When, where, and what do people need to bring if they want to be involved?
It is Thursday, April 18th, 6 o'clock at Thane Community Center in the gymnasium. And the price is only $15. It includes a dinner, pulled pork, coleslaw, fresh fruit, potato chips, and dessert and beverage.
And you get a chance to obviously help the auxiliary, and hey, somebody's going to win some money, right, as well?
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Mary Miller. She's the president, and also Linda Linford is here, secretary of Star Valley Health Auxiliary. Ladies, how did you get involved with the auxiliary, and what prompted you to be part of this organization?
I was invited by Linda Hedges, who is also an officer of the auxiliary, to come check it out and see what we can do. See what we do to help the community, and I jumped on board and have thoroughly enjoyed it.
What were some of your notions about it before you joined, perhaps?
I didn't have a clue what it was about, so that's why I went to a meeting to see what all we could do, and I found all the different areas we can serve in.
Well, that's very neat. This fundraiser coming up on Thursday, but a lot of different things involved with the auxiliary. Tell us more about what people can do to not only be involved with the fundraiser, maybe some things they can do moving forward throughout the rest of the year.
Mary and I specifically like to serve in the care center. I have a special friend there that I read to every Monday afternoon, and several special friends that I go and visit with, but we love to play games with the residents there, and it's just an enjoyable time to be there. We also have several members of the auxiliary that work in the hospital gift shop. It's a great place to go buy gifts if you're needing a gift for somebody. We have a couple of volunteers that serve in the surgical waiting area to kind of help ease the tension for the family members of those that are having surgery and provide them with a drink and a little snack. We We work as a liaison with the Hospital Foundation and help with their golf and their bowling tournaments. We help with the half marathon in the spring. We make blankets and hats for the newborns there. It's just a fun way to get involved with helping the community.
And ladies, how do people join the auxiliary? How does that happen?
Typically, they'll come to a meeting and just kind of check us out, see what it's like. We do give them an orientation, so they're very familiar with the hospital setting and what expectations there are. And we have different types of membership. Some people work full time and can't come to meetings, which are the first Tuesday of each month. They like to come and help with our fundraisers, or perhaps it's a teacher who's available to help with summer projects, so they can help in that regard too. So there's a variety of, you don't have to have a time commitment of working every day or something like that. You can set your own schedule, but we like to accommodate whatever each individual needs are. We'd love to have them join.
So there's some flexibility there. People can
Absolutely.
Join in and help mm-hmm. whenever they have a moment.
Yes.
Well, very neat.
And the purpose of our hospital auxiliary is to promote and advance the health care of Star Valley Health and its community members and its patients. And we do that by serving the Star Valley patients and community, and also using our monies from the special projects and donations from area businesses, which are greatly appreciated for the benefit of the patients and the health care in our area. So we're greatly appreciative of area businesses supporting us too.
Absolutely. Yes, they there's a lot of them that do that. And those people who would like to maybe come check this out. Again, this fundraiser taking place on Thursday in Thane. Let's recap that information, ladies, and make sure we get that out there one more time.
And that's Thursday, this coming Thursday, April 18th, 6 o'clock. Dinner will start being served. Bingo games will start at 6:30. And it's only $15, and you get 8 bingo cards plus your dinner. And then you can purchase additional cards if you wish. And there will be prizes for every game, and also silent auction with some baked goods. So, and a fun evening.
It does. It sounds like a wonderful evening. Ladies, Mary Miller, the president, and Linda Linford, secretary of the Star Valley Health Auxiliary. Anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
I would just say that the hospital auxiliary has always had a goal of just keeping Star Valley Health the shining gem that we know it to be, and we do our part to help continue that reputation.
Ladies, thank you so much for your time today, and I hope everybody shows up at the bingo night on Thursday. Thank you for coming in today.
All right. Thank you very much.